Good morning, everyone. That is crazy in the moment there. Our focus today is have hope throughout our lives. And before we begin, I want to welcome everyone this morning. Those of you visiting with us today, if you're visiting, you know, from the area and you're here, I want to just extend a great welcome to you, a warm welcome in this beautiful snowy morning here we have. Also, I want to welcome all of you who are home for this Thanksgiving family weekend. How many of you are here for that? Raise a hand if you're, look at that. Oh yeah, all the youngins. And of course, my Joy here as well. Thank you for applauding. I was going to have them stand, but hey, it's all good. Hey, I hope all of you have enjoyed this special Thanksgiving time with your families. Have we? It's been extra special. I hope you ate just the right amount of food and not a calorie more. And I hope, I got a lot of hopes here. I hope you have given thanks to God for his many blessings. And I hope you gave thanks for your family and to your family. Okay, I'm kidding, guys. Everybody. We need to be grateful both ways, parents, kids, grandparents, all over the place, right? Okay, have hope throughout our lives. If you're living and breathing, I believe we all are here, there's a long list of desires and challenging times. Is that me? Good. Let it ring. It doesn't matter. We face throughout, there's a long list of desires and challenging times we face throughout our lives. For every one of us. And often we struggle through them, and we may say something like this, starting at the younger ages, I hope I'm not late to school again. I hope to be the best video gamer. I hope they do not ground me, referring to your parents. I hope I pass this exam. Or this class. I hope I make the team and get to play more this year. I hope I like my teachers this year or this semester. They can make such a difference. I hope I can make new friends this school year or this next semester. I hope I get all the gifts I have asked for Christmas. I hope we have a peaceful and less hectic holiday season. Or it may be, I hope I find a girlfriend soon. Or I hope I find a boyfriend even sooner. I hope he calls me sooner than later. I hope I have cool roommates this year or this next semester. I hope I can find a really good roommate to help share the rent. People like that one. I hope I can find a new job. I hope they give me the job. Please, dear God, give me the job. You ever have that prayer? I hope my finances make it through the year and then I can just stay afloat. Or it might be, I hope I can be a good parent someday. Or even as a new parent. I hope my kids' team wins the game. Boy, I hope she performs well at school this year. I hope he learned his lesson from his mistake. Or, I hope I can be a grandparent someday. I'm curious. Let's show of hands if you are a grandparent. Amen. Hear it for the grandparents. They're awesome. No grandparents. Hey, there. No grandparents. No parents. No kiddos. No grandkiddos, etc. Okay. I hope they can make it for Christmas. I hope I can forgive him. I hope I can forgive her. I hope God forgives me. You ever felt that one? I hope to make an impact and share God's good news with others. Well, this is a great one. I hope my family and friends make it to heaven. I hope I can make it to heaven. We hope for many, many things, day after day and year after year. And they do change over the years. And during the hard times, we can even feel a degree of despair. Let me share about my younger brother, Rick, who lives with his wife in Houston. This past autumn, during the autumn season here, Rick was diagnosed with bladder cancer. Then about 5 weeks ago, the doctors scraped malignant tumors from the interior of his bladder. And just recently, about 10 days ago, the tumors were growing back again. Yet Rick has been calm and steadfast as he continues putting his hope in God. And we spoke, and he agreed to have me share these two passages. In Psalm 62, 5 and 6, slide number 1. Slide number 1, please. Oh, all right. He said, "Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." And let's read that second one together. "As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you." Psalm 71:14. And just yesterday, he was out having dinner with his wife, enjoying a Mexican cuisine there in Houston. And let me tell you, Rico loves his entire family and breaking bread together. He enjoys eating. And yet, during the challenging times that you and I will face, I would like to encourage us to look at this next verse, slide 2. Okay, it says, "Encourage each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." So I want us to do something. I want us to try something here. How about, let's just mix it up a little bit this morning. And what I'd like for us to do is to have a little one-on-one sharing time, a little family style, okay? What we're going to do is, let's go to the next slide. So you're going to pair up with just the person next to you. And if this is all new for you, hey, try something new. And just one of you can pick one of these two verses from Psalms, because we're just applying what we just read in Ephesians. And you're going to reflect on it and share how you can apply it to your life or possibly your present situation. And so you're going to get about 2 minutes. You guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And the first person will just share, like say if it's Tim Schroeder, he'll share with Faith, and he'll be the first one with these two verses. Then I'm going to bring two more verses, and then the other person will get to share those, or one of those, et cetera, for about 2 minutes. So I'm going to give you a moment, pick whichever. It's not like one's better than the other. Just pick one. Take a moment. It's a little shift here. And y'all good with that? All right. I'm going to give you just a couple minutes, and I'll pull you back, and we'll do the other one.
Wait, you got
just share this one.
Okay, let's pull it back together and let's show the next slide. Okay, we're going to switch now and let the other person do the sharing. Okay? You can pick one of these and take a moment, look it over, and you guys can begin when you're ready. Okay, we can be bringing it back together here. Close it down there. Okay. So everybody's probably feeling pretty good now, right? Relaxed. Okay, so, yeah. All right. You encouraged? Okay, good. So let's go to the next slide. Romans chapter 5. You know, when I think of in the New Testament, who has probably gone through more things, more trials, more everything, aside from, of course, our Lord Jesus, I think of Paul. And so Paul, I believe, had a pretty good idea of what he was saying here. And in Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, we read, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings." Many of us have suffered many things over the years because we know that suffering, it produces perseverance. You suffer, you persevere through it. You suffer. A lot of times, as parents, we don't want our kids to suffer. But what about ourselves? Didn't we go through all that kind of stuff when we were their age? Maybe even worse. You know, I don't know. And yet, we're like, oh, we want to be protective. That's not protective. That's overly protective. So you let them work through it. You're there to support it. Absolutely. And then perseverance produces character. You guys know some of your kids or, you know, even your spouse who they're just not the same person anymore. They have grown. It builds that character, the character more like Jesus. And character brings hope. Now you're feeling like, yes, okay? And then I think, okay, and hope does not put us to shame. In other words, God doesn't just leave you hanging out there, you know, going, hey, I did my job, you're on your own now. That's not how God works. Even back here where you're suffering, who's with you the closest? He's always with you the closest. So rely on him. Lean on him. Look what it says. Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. And, he, you know, picture like a pitcher into a big glass of, he's pouring it in. Through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And we have God's Spirit who lives in us. And, you know, I have another story to share. This one is right here from among our St. Louis church family. Deb Selsley married Kurt Selsley in June of 2013. And in April of 2022, Deb was shocked by Kurt's untimely passing. And many of you here, of course, know and remember Kurt. But she was shocked. And you know, in these past 2.5 years, I'm telling you, Deb, what an example. Deb has persevered and endured, honestly, I would say powerfully. And I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of you, how you have just been there, you know, with God, just pushing through with all that went with that. And, you know, Kurt was also one of my dearest friends. And I felt a great loss. But, you know, Deb, how much more? And, you know, I see Deb not only persevere, I see her joyful. there in midsummer. And I just want to thank publicly. Is Tony Thomas here? Tony, stand up, please. You know, some of us, my mother is now living in the home that she recommended. And Tony is so caring, like she understood precisely what I was going through. Thank you, Tony. Vince, he looked at me after I was sharing with him. He says, yeah, maybe it is time. He didn't say much more. He gets it. You know, I was like, oh, good. You know, I felt like, oh, good. Because you begin to feel all this weird guilt and stuff. Jeff Ryan, you know, just talking with Jeff and going through some of that. I remember having a conversation. Thank you so much. I remember with Pat, we're on the phone, and I'm like, man, I don't use not, you know. It's like pretty rough, huh? Yeah, it was rough. And Dr. Tim Moore, another dear friend. And some of you remember Dr. Guy Venezia. He's been coming out to our Bible talk, and I got talking with him. Of course, he's an OBGYN, so he has a lot of that postpartum issues with the mothers and so forth, and so he could relate. My daughter, Joy, just so helpful in listening, you know, over the phone, we're talking, et cetera. And then, you know, most importantly, my wife, Jill. And, you know, nobody puts up with more. Need I say more? Okay. I don't think so, but let's thank you so much. So in closing, I would like for you to close your eyes after you look at this next passage. Just look at it for a moment. Now just read through that quietly, and then I want you to close your eyes, and then I'm going to read it for you. And this is it's an inspirational passage, but I want you to think about it for yourself, wherever you are in life, whether you're, you know, a teenager, a college kid, you know, yo pro, single pro, married yo pro, you know, older folks, etc. Or the retirees, etc. And so I want us to just, it doesn't hurt to just reflect on this for a little bit and see where God takes you. Okay, I want everybody, let's close our eyes. Just close your eyes. It's just now you and God. Here's Isaiah speaking. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And brothers and sisters, family, I just want to say thank you to all for all you have done to make this congregation what it is today. The leadership here, thank you so much. And we have a special treat at this time, if you will. And I'm going to let, I think, Vince, you coming on up here? We got a little something. Vince, I don't know if Vince is going to. Okay. Okay. But, okay. Well, very good. Well, we're going to transition to this now. Amen.